Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible today, Isaiah 46, verses 9 through 11. Here's what the prophet writes. Remember the former things, things of long ago? I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is none like me. I make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times, what is still to come. I say, my purpose will stand and I will do all that I please. From the east, I summon a bird of prey, from a far-off land, a man to fulfill my purpose. What I have said, that I will bring about, and what I have planned, that I will do. Think about the power of this passage. Regardless of the economic forecast, God says, I am God and there is no other. My purpose will stand. Regardless of congressional votes or Supreme Court decisions, I am God. There is none other. My purpose will stand. Regardless of who wins the next election, I am God, and there is no other. My purpose will stand. Regardless of the governments that come to power in the Middle East, I am God, and there is no other. My purpose will stand. Regardless of the rogue rulers who make great claims, I am God, and there is none other. My purpose will stand. Regardless of those who threaten nuclear buildup, regardless of terrorist threats, God says this, I am God. There is no other. My purpose will stand. Even when the doctor's report was not what you wanted to hear, even when he walks away, even when your heart is broken, even when you wait for God to answer, even when the dream dies, even when you don't get the job, even when the child is estranged, even when you're discouraged, even when you're depressed, and even when you don't feel like pushing forward, when the grief barges in, when things don't make sense, remember Isaiah 46, 9 through 11. God says this, I am God and there is no other. My purpose will stand. Father, allow us to gain great peace and confidence from who you are and how you work. Wherever I am today, whether it's in my joy or sadness or disappointment, discouragement, confusion or fear or impatience or anxiety, I proclaim that you are God and there is no other. And I thank you that your purpose will always stand. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.